Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. My name's Steve Hoare. Today is Monday, October 9th. Hope all is well wherever you are. Yes, speaking on the back of Liverpool's 2-2 draw with Brighton at the Amex. We'll touch upon that a little bit later with, again, more VAR stuff. But first, your injury news update again. David Lynch, this is from a few days ago, but thought it's worth mentioning. Now, of course, that it's the first time we've had to speak on one of these shows. Thiago Alcantara suffered a second setback from his return from his hip surgery. Jürgen Klopp is hopeful that he'll be available after the international break, along with Cody Gakpo and Stefan Bacicic. So yeah, on Thiago, it's getting to a point, isn't it, really, where it's like, when we have him, it's going to be a bonus. When we have him, it's going to be a bonus, because we haven't got him at the moment, and it's not great at all. Good news that him and Gakpo and Bacicic could be back, because Liverpool have missed all three of these players. Not Thiago's different, because we haven't really had him to miss, but that's good positive news. That it could have been worse for Gakpo, and Bacicic was only a slight knock. The setback for Thiago, we'll see. I've heard this before, he should be back for the next game, and then the next game comes and he's not, but that's where we're up to with that one. Fingers crossed all those three lads can be back fit and firing for that Everton game, where Liverpool can look to get the season back up and rolling, as they are definitely, as it stands, in a mix for a title race. They're only 3 points off top, of course, going into the next run of fixtures, 4 games on a run that Liverpool should, in theory, get wins in before they go to Manchester City. So a point back on City, 3 points back on Arsenal and Tottenham. Liverpool are in a good place. If they can get everyone fit and firing and everyone can get back from the internationals, touch wood, Liverpool could be in a good place. Right, the next one I want to speak about, guys, and this one, I'll have to do some describing on the audio. For those, if any of you are social media users, you use Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days, if you go to my account at Steve Hoare, you'll see the image I've tweeted out here. It's effectively a still image of the ball hitting Virgil van Dijk's hand during the game yesterday. Sky Sports of Premier League, Sky Sports, by the way, the national UK broadcaster of this, is saying, here's why De Zerbi was incensed with the eye emojis. The only reason I'm bringing this up is that my opinion on this is that it's really poor that the national broadcaster of this country, the main Premier League broadcaster, is clickbaiting people. Everyone knows the rules. They've even been community noted on Twitter by it. If the ball cannons off Virgil's own leg and it's his arm, it can't be handball. And that's exactly what happened. So I just think it's mad. I think and this is what's going to happen now, guys, because Liverpool have brought up an injustice that happened last week, and Virgil and, sorry, Jürgen made this replay comment. Everything that happens now, they know Liverpool are good for clicks, whether it's from their own team or whether it's from fans of other teams. It's going to cause interactions, etc., 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 and this is what it is. I thought it was really poor from Sky Sports, actually, to do that. It's just stoking a fire that didn't need to be there, and it's just crap, basically. It's absolute rubbish, and for them to even go about doing it, I just thought, I wanted to bring it up, because it's like, what good are you getting from that? Like, absolutely not, other than your interactions on socials and stuff like that. I think it's not great at all. Sticking on the theme of officials very, very quickly, I thought it was good for De Zerbi to come out and say that Liverpool, by the way, shouldn't have had it. The foul that led to his free kick wasn't a free kick, the one that led to Brighton's equaliser. Fair play to him for coming out and doing that, and not everyone else does, but he is right. I actually think in the moment, I actually thought it was a free kick. It's only when you slowed down that I didn't think it was. But fair fucks, you know. We had Ange Postecoglou come out the other day and say, and kind of pave away, what's the word, brush things under the carpet. I thought it was very, really cool of Deserve. I didn't agree with his comments about the handball, but I did definitely agree with his comments on that one. Final thing I want to bring up then. Obviously, I'm sure if you listen to this, you probably watched the game, what happened yesterday. Liverpool's second goal, of course, comes from a penalty when Pascal Gross dragged Dominic Szoboszlai down by the collar. David Lynch, again, reporter for various outlets, including This Is Anfield. At first, at the time, he tweeted out, "I don't want to stir up another refereeing controversy, but I can't understand why Pascal Gross wasn't sent off for the foul that led to the penalty. The double jeopardy rule only counts in situations when the defenders made a genuine attempt to play the ball. He didn't." I agree with everything David says there. He then followed that up with a second report. He's obviously gone and done some digging, some calls around, spoke to people and stuff. He said, "I'm told the officials felt Dominic Szoboszlai was not denied a goal-scoring opportunity as he was not moving towards goal and would have needed to gain possession of the ball. To that, I am staggered by that. He did never need to gain possession because his next touch was going to be a kick into the goal. It doesn't matter that he wasn't moving towards the goal. He was running across a goal around an empty net because the goalkeeper was out of position. That's the reason Pascal Gross grabbed them to the floor. He knew exactly what had happened there. He should have been sent off. And like I say, I am completely aware that Liverpool at Brighton, Liverpool didn't play particularly well. And you can't just blame refereeing decisions for everything because that isn't how it works. But you can't. It would have been a completely different game if that he sent off. Of course it would have been. Liverpool would probably have gone 2-1 up because Salah would have scored the penalty like he did. But also, they did get, you know, Gross was involved in the incident for the free kick as well. So it's like, yeah, it's not great. And for them to come out and say, like, whoever David spoke to, he doesn't clarify who he spoke to, but to say that he was not moving towards goal and he would have needed to gain possession, that is, yeah, that's crazy, really. And the fact that the on-field ref didn't even book him meant Pascal Gross actually got away with that one. And didn't even get yellow card for it. Absolute mad. And it's a tapping. It's a tapping if it doesn't happen. I think back to what Alexander Isak did against Liverpool when obviously Virgil van Dijk was sent off. And I just asked the question, who was more likely to have a goal scoring opportunity? Was it Szoboszlai or Isak? My guess is they both would have had strikes away. I think Szoboszlai's is more likely to be a goal because it was an open goal. Isak would have had to beat Alisson, which is never easy. We saw again yesterday how good he is at one-on-ones. But I didn't have a problem with Van Dijk's red card once I saw he didn't get the ball off cleanly. This one, it's baffling. And to come out and say that it isn't a clear goal scoring opportunity is absolutely crazy. Liverpool have had 4 players sent off this season, and I don't think any of those red cards have been as clear cut as this one should have been. I think Van Dijk probably should have been sent off, but I don't think it was as clear as this one. Obviously, McAllister got his overturned. Jota, well, we know now that the panel themselves didn't think that was 2 yellows, and then if Curtis Jones was a little bit unlucky, bounced over the ball, might have been a red, might not have been on a different day with a different process. But Liverpool, it's mad to say that wasn't a thing. So Liverpool once again found themselves in another VAR controversy. Not ideal. It's just not great, and I just can't agree with that decision, that outcome, that he was not desired a goal scoring opportunity, he was not moving towards the goal. The referees, and the famous Bill Shankly once said it, they know the rules, they don't know the game. Everyone in the world thinks Thomas Kopsley was going to, if he wasn't going to score, the goalkeeper was going to have to make the save of his life, or Lewis Dunk was going to have to become Stretch Armstrong on the goal line, go gadget legs across the goal. It's baffling. Now again, like I say, Brighton deserved the point. It is what it is. But that report really baffled me, and I can't get my head around it. It makes no sense whatsoever. Right then, on this very podcast feed, again, depends on when you're listening to this, of course, but the Originals podcast, you'll have Paul, Chris, Chloe and Dan all going through everything relating to that Brighton game. What's to come for Liverpool? Are Liverpool title challenges? Are Liverpool just top 4 challenges? Go and give that a listen. Thank you so much for doing this episode of Bite Size. If you like it and you keep enjoying it, please do consider giving us a 5-star review on your podcasting app. Those kind of things really do help us out. They help us reach an even larger audience of wonderful Liverpool fans just like yourself. So yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back with another
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.